Okay, what's the rules when you do this this afternoon? Okay, the honorable member, we are going to conduct the hearing, sir.
Okay.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
My name is Anthony Sardis, and my ABC number is 1877-56.
Thank you, sir. You're attending for the Illinois Board of Executive Tennessee Southland in reference to your community supervision application. My name is Mr. Board Member, who will conduct the hearing now. My name is David Neal. I'll be your panel chair. My right is Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. And his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room, we have Mr. Lesby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the provost today. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that time, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or did you represent yourself today, sir?
I'm just representing myself, sir.
Okay. I'm a sworn in of Mr. Westby at this time, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I'm doing this kind of like the last one, as a type of senior attorney, convention for the industry violation in sense of 3 years. In preservation of the Department of Corrections, this new executive team was June 11th of 2020.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. I am going to read the three allegations under warrant, and after I read one of them and ask you if it's true or false. Allegation number one is a violation of interim condition of supervision number four, and demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about February 28, 2017, March 21st, 2017, and April 25th, 2017. I cited an email dated April 26th. I don't remember cut off there, but I think it's going to be 2017, from Correctional Healthcare Company, CHC. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
All right, thank you. Allegation number two, violation of interim conditional supervision number seven, and demonstrated by failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about April 24, 2017, for the task of the testing compliance dated May 3rd, 2017. True or false, sir?
Yes, that's true, sir.
Okay. Allegation number three is violation of interim conditional supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to file the records of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for face-to-face contact visit on or about April 25th, 2017, as verbally directed on March 29th, 2017. Your role officer is unknown, unless you were absconded from supervision at that point. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay. Based on the admissions of Mr. Sardinus and the information in warrant number 17W1512, I move to find in this Mr. Sardinus was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or without lapse in the criminal ways or company, and I formally revoke community supervision of Mr. Sardinus on that basis.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, sir, the board is voted to revoke your committee supervision at this time. However, you will be out on about May 27, 2018, and you won't have to deal with the Department of Corrections again as long as you don't get any more trouble.
If you're going to be out, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, that new felony.
I think about. You have a new felony, and then the release date will be beyond that, okay? So you can get all that information from your COA and and deal with that. So we do wish you the best luck, sir. And hopefully you make a plan, but when you do finally get out, that you won't get any more trouble. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for the hearing, sir.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Move that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
All right. Good work.
Bye-bye.